Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, coming to you with some breaking news. As the Lord has poured into me, I want to faithfully and obediently, in complete humility and dependency on the Holy Spirit, pour this breaking news out to you as Mummer of Many is transitioning and repositioning into Christine Field Ministry, something that I sense very strongly, initially, very reluctantly, to emerge into, but I sense that the Lord saying it is time to rise and to shine, to come out of hiding, and for you too, whatever the Lord is calling you to do, will you step up, step out? And I pray that this encourages you. It's not about your ability. It's not about what people think of you. It's not about worrying about whether you'll be misunderstood, but all is for the call and the cause of Christ at this crucial time where we get to partner with heaven on the earth. We only live one life. It says in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4, whoever looks to the winds will not sow, whoever looks to the clouds will not reap. We're not to look to conditions, to market conditions. We're not to look to what people's expectations are, the wrong labels may be put upon our lives in the past, but we are to look, eyes on the prize, look up every time, to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Whoever are sons and daughters of the living God are followers of the Spirit of God. So I sense that the Lord would have me to break out. I'm breaking off all intimidation, I'm breaking off all fear of what people will think and what they will say. But as we come out of hiding, each and every one of you too, hearing this breaking news today, it's so we will go where the Lord wants us to go. We will do all the Lord wants us to do. We will have all the Lord wants us to have. We will give all the Lord wants us to give. We will speak all the Lord wants us to speak. And we will be and become all the Lord wants us to be and become. There's no I in team, and we are all in this great call and cause of Christ together. If you were to cut me open, I've said many times, I would bleed love for Jesus, for his Israel, and for his church on the earth. Well, thankfully, Jesus' body was broken and his blood was spilled out for us, so I don't have to, but I will obediently pour out my life upon him, and I'm giving all for the call and cause. So with Christine Field Ministries, I sense the Lord showing me, Mummer of Many, that heart is going to continue. And I only ever want to be raising up sons and daughters and pouring in prophetically the right now word of the Lord. So each and every one of you can be wherever the Lord sends me in this nation and the nations to be all the Lord has called you, your church, your business, your family, your marriage to be. So what I will be standing for, and if you like the five fold that's within my calling right now, is firstly Israel, secondly to the church, thirdly his prophetic right now word going out to both and to the nations. It's about fourthly mobilizing kingdom business and finance, and number five, mentoring in ministry. I sense the Lord saying to those with ears to hear, prepare to prosper. That's in every area of your life. I can only sustain others out of that which the Lord has sustained me. And I sense there'll be a splattering of property, kingdom property, and us putting our stake in the ground. Whoa, I didn't mean to say that. So I'm obviously now speaking prophetically. So will you join this journey with me? Going forward, you'll also have an opportunity within Christine Field Ministries to be able to partner and to give. But for now, I just wanted to get that word out there. So please like, follow. If you care, please share, and let's get God's right now words, works, wonders out there. And as we follow Jesus together, I pray that you'll jump on board with me and all that the Lord is calling us to at this amazing time. I came out of the most awesome conference spearheaded by the incredible Sarah Grande, and on the night before speaking, in a preparation, a quick run through that I'd gone into at the setup meeting, as I left that, Sarah, our galvanizer and organizer exceptional, she called after me, "Christine, no restraints." She didn't know how prophetic and significant those two words were. And I'm declaring them over each and every one of you too today, where you have been constricted, where restraints have been put upon you, what this amazing pastor, Sarah Grande, didn't realize was, as I arrived at that conference venue, the Lord, very inconveniently for me, changed the message. Only shared it with my husband, but my first point was to be, get this, no restraints. Restraining orders are being broken off today in Jesus' name. That was a life-changing, life-divining, galvanizing of God's girls and guys. Yes, it was meant to have been a women's conference, but even the men didn't want to leave or go off and do golf, but they wanted that impartation of what God was speaking. We are in a new day, new time. And the Lord would say, as we, as God's guys, God's girls, as we come together, we are going to be his voice of power. And the Lord is going to roar in this hour through his church like never before. The former and the latter rains, blessings, lessons. There is a divine converging, and there's a double portion power shower. As we step up, we step out in faith, and we take the great harvest. Sow and reap a harvest, all for the glory of one, our risen Saviour, Jesus Christ, God's only, one and only Son. He's our one and only. Look to him. Don't look to what people think. Don't look to wrong expectations. Don't look to your own abilities. But obey, obey, obey all the way. Envisioning, the Lord is calling us to a new emerging out of the tomb, out of the cocoon, and a breaking forth. You were made to fly high into the glorious new the Lord has for each and every one of us. There is an empowering and there is an enlarging. So let's go forward. Envisioned, let's emerge. We are empowered, and the Lord is going to bring the increase and the enlarging. Everything is established by the word of the Lord. So please like, follow. More importantly, will you pray for me, my family, as we step out faithfully and obediently into the glorious new that the Lord has set before us to do. God bless you. Love you all. Mwah.